Hey, Boss Ladies. I hope that you've had an amazing week. I know for podcasts, usually we don't refer to a specific day of the week or a specific date because these things are supposed to be evergreen, right? But it just so happens to be Friday today, and that means that you've got a weekend to do some more homework. I actually got this awesome message on Instagram from one of you. And the person said to me that I should have been a school teacher because I like giving homework so much. So that was awesome. I really enjoyed that. And I hope that you enjoy the homework, right? I mean, this isn't that homework that we got at school. I mean, this is all for your own personal development, right? This is to help you become the best version of yourself. So what I wanted to chat to you about today and the homework that I want to give you relates to this damn 10-year challenge on Facebook, right? It's been pretty irritating seeing all of the posts and things. And no, I have not participated in the 10-year challenge because I think it's a little bit superficial and I think that it's focusing on the wrong things. So sure, it's fun to look at photographs of ourselves, you know, and see how we've changed in 10 years. But as I say, that's really superficial because, you know, you've changed your hairstyle, you've lost weight, you've gained weight, you know, you're maybe visibly a little bit older, you've got a few more wrinkles around your eyes or whatever. But that doesn't actually speak to the ways that you've changed that really count. So I got to thinking about this whole 10-year challenge thing and, you know, I looked at all of my photographs, and actually if you go and look at photographs of me like on Facebook, even if you look at pictures of me as a kid, you can always see that it's me, right? So I suppose in terms of my face, I guess I haven't changed that much besides for, you know, physically, visibly aging, obviously. But I look back on my life in the last 10 years, and I mean, it's super early in 2019. Again, ooh, another faux pas, another reference to the date and time. It's 2019 and it's super early in 2019. So maybe you want to look at, you know, the past 10 years and kind of factor in the period of 2008 until 2018, right? And just sit with your thoughts for a while and just kind of make a list. I did that last night and I was just amazed. And I mean, just, you know, off the top of your head, think of the things that you've done, okay? You know, like just adventures you've gone on, or, you know, trips that you've undertaken, the places you've gone, the things that you've done. Think about your relationships and how those have changed. I'm willing to bet that you have made some new friends, you've parted ways with some old friends, you've probably changed jobs, possibly more than once or even more than three times. So you've met new people, you've made new friends. What have you learned? You know, what new skills have you learned in your career? What new skills have you learned, just life skills in general? And if you think about all of these different things that you've done, what challenges have you overcome? You know, what hardship have you faced in the last 10 years? 10 years is a long time, and we tend to forget this because we live day to day and, you know, we're so focused on instant gratification. I mean, we don't, like our parents and grandparents used to, we don't have a 10-year plan or a, you know, 20-year plan. I mean, to be honest, I don't even have a 5-year plan because I think that that thinking is completely antiquated in the world that we live in, because everything changes so fast that what could have possibly been my goals for the next 5 years might actually become my goals for the next 6 months, you know, because that's just how fast things change. So do a little bit of a retrospective on the last 10 years for yourself and look at how you have changed and how you have grown as a person. And then look at those challenges and things that you've overcome, the battles that you fought and won, you know, the moments that you thought you were not going to survive that you did. And then, you know, give yourself a bit of a pat on the back because you're a badass and you've survived the last 10 years. And I'm willing to bet you any money that you would like that you are a much better person for it. everything that you've been through, every change, every trial, every tribulation, every celebration has impacted you. And as much as it might have been hell at the time, I'm willing to bet that looking back now and doing that retrospective, you will realize that it was actually a blessing and it actually helped you become the person that you are today. You know, I look back on my life and it's always nice to kind of look back and do the whole coulda, woulda, shoulda, right? And you think if you'd stayed in a specific relationship, how your life might be different. But the truth of the matter is that in the last 10 years, I have gotten married to someone new, and we're still married. And I have had two children, so I've become a mom. And becoming a mom definitely does change you as a person. It changes the way that you look at things. It changes your entire thought process and outlook on life. And it very much impacts your sense of self-worth and your self-esteem. You know, so I don't want to diminish anything that I've been through over the last 10 years. And I've had some horrible disappointments. And there've been times when really money was so tight that I didn't have money to buy groceries. And if it weren't for my late dad buying diapers and formula for the baby, I don't know what we would have done, you know. And all of those things are a distant memory right now because life is really good. But what have I learned about myself throughout this entire process? And how does that impact how I define myself? And how does it impact how you define yourself and how you show up in the world every single day? So for me, this kind of ties in with the things that we've been talking about this week on the podcast around how do you define yourself? Do you really want to reduce yourself to just your physical appearance? Yes, I can look in the mirror now and I can promise you that my body does not look the same way that it did 10 years ago. I have gained weight. I had two babies. I've got stretch marks that I never had. My boobs are sure as hell not as perky as they used to be 10 years ago. You know, so time has done a number on me. And for some people in 10 years, you know, they've gotten into shape and they look fantastic. And for others, you know, maybe parenthood has taken its toll. Or maybe you've been sick and you've overcome a battle with a dreaded disease, you know. And you need to look at that body of yours and you need to be thankful because every stretch mark, every saggy boob, every mommy pouch tummy, everything, you know, is a sign that life has thrown some stuff at you and you survived. And it might have physically changed your outside appearance, but you are so much more than a couple of additional wrinkles or frown lines or stretch marks or a couple of additional pounds that you can see on a scale, right? So do yourself that favor, do this retrospective, and just give yourself the credit for all of the things that you've overcome and just the amazing person that you are. You really are a badass and you really are magical. I'll chat to you again.